So after we got that record, finally pulled it out of Mike City's hands, run back into Kanye. He was going through the same thing. Like, he was rising to the top in his career. We were both kind of like on the same plane. So we got together and married that record along with his rap verse. And he kind of hits on the factors, winning Grammys and Oscars. But at the same time, the music of it is a party thing. Everybody can sing it from the hood to the White House. That's like the introduction of how to grab him. And then we eventually drift over into this thing right over here. I don't know you anymore. I don't know you anymore is basically, you know, a song that I can sing because everybody is, you know, I never get coming to work at a, you know, on some movie stuff or going into a studio to work with cats. It was like, has he changed since all of this success? And cats don't know. I'm just, you know, the same old dude, you know. And so sometimes your girl will trip, you know. Like you start making a little bit more money, you know, your car get a little nicer. You're in the bigger house, and all of a sudden she done let it go to her head a little bit more. And it's like, you know, where's that person that, you know, we could just go chill and talk somewhere in a small bar somewhere, you know, and chill and really talk about life and really get to know each other and things like that. So I don't know you anymore is another Mike City record, but it's definitely, you know, what I'm going through as far as, you know, I need somebody to always remain the same, because it's like when you're out on the water on a boat, if they move those red and green markers, and when you turn around, after you've been out in the ocean and just experiencing everything, you turn around and those markers are pulled down, you don't know how to get back home. So I need that girl to guide me back home. You know, where are you? Where is that person that I knew? You know?